Dr. Cole Celia, Ward 4. My brother, my younger brother spoke earlier. Tonight I'm here to represent Friends of Walnut Palms. We're an environmental group that advocate for clean water and clean air. I want to make a point that I don't care about who's not getting along with anyone else. If the administration is on board or not on board, or if you need a 501c3 or you don't need a 501c3. What I'm here tonight for is to speak in favor of this bond issue. Our forests provide many positive functions, not only as a habitat for our wildlife, but for the foliage, the trees, that provide essential functions to our environment. We all know what those are, so I will not waste our time reciting them. I will end with Friends of Walnut Palms, totally supports this initiative, and respectfully ask each council member as well. What I also want to add is if there is a policy difference where something has to be redone, then I would respectfully ask and request that you hold this issue, maybe to another meeting prior to the election, so that those issues could be resolved. But this is a very important issue to us, and our many members and supporters want this passed either now or next month or whatever is possible. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Please state your name.
My name is AJ Pandey. I live in Ward 8. I just want to say I do support this initiative of PCR 46-22. I am not a member of the Land Trust. I do, however, like preserving open spaces. I think that is a job of a Land Trust. I'm not sure about this 501c3 thing, but all I do know is that this Land Trust has been around for 20 plus years, so I'm not sure why that was brought up this evening. I do think it is imperative that this Land Trust does get the line of credit it needs in the event that there is some properties that they could potentially try to acquire to make our city a little greener and a little nicer for the rest of us. So I ask you all to do what you said in the previous initiative. Let the voters decide. Pass this evening and let the voters find out the information. Let them decide if they want more green spaces. Somebody on the council said that if we believe in democracies, let them put it to the voters. I ask you to do the same thing on this initiative as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Please identify your name.
Good evening, Michelle Comar, Ward 1. We have a public land trust. I like that. I like it better than a private land trust. Why? They'll be in competition with us. They'll be in competition with the planning department. It's limited grants out there from DEM. And since I've been coming to council meetings, since about the year 2000 when the land trust was adopted into an ordinance and organized, the city council was involved all the way. There's no land purchase or conservation easement that I've ever witnessed absent of city council approval. You have a public properties committee. That's where it's usually heard. These people are nominated, recommended by the council to serve on this land trust. The way I'm hearing it tonight, you prefer a public land trust, which goes out and gets their own funding, which is out in the open market, competing for funds that municipalities want to get. And it shouldn't be like that. We have a land trust that can work with all the departments, the conservation department, commission, the planning department. They all work together to come up with the best buys, best fits for the city. And I like to have a public land trust. You can't have one without financial support. And without the backing and support, and I didn't hear a whole lot of rah-rahs here tonight. I was disappointed because I thought a lot of the comments from the council were off topic. We're here to vote on a bond referendum to get it on the November ballot. I didn't hear the mayor really come out publicly and say, and I might have missed it, that he was all for the school bond referendum. I didn't hear him say he was for the open space or not for the open space. He gets a vote just like every other Warwick voter if it gets on the ballot. And that's what we're asking here. We're not asking, unfortunately, all this interrogation of how does this, the land trust work. The council is welcome to go to any of these public meetings. I kind of know how they work. They're working really hard. And they're a group of diverse people, and you need a diverse group. You need somebody that's environmentally based, somebody more financially based, someone who knows the system to get things approved. It's a whole group of people that should be diverse. But the way that things sounded tonight, you want a land trust that's a private land trust outside of the city of Warwick. And they will be competing for the same funds. And they can be more aggressive, and they can be more wheeling and dealing because they don't have public money. They're taking on money to do as they please. So they can sell a frontage lot to a developer, save the piece they want, use that money to get another piece. It's a lot more creative. But here, we're going to work together as a public land trust. And I like that. And I hope you support the land trust in that way. So all we're doing tonight is to put this to the voters. And like I said, I was disappointed to hear a lot of topics that I thought were off really the topic tonight, is to just get this on the ballot in November before the voters. We do have the privilege of the city council solicitor being here that can answer any questions of the 503C requirement. I don't want this to be a holdup. I was just thrown a curveball tonight. I've never heard about this. But I don't see it in state law. I don't see it in our local ordinance. So if you were a private land trust, you might want to put that out there. It's not a requirement that people get a tax deduction if you're 501(c) if you're a private land trust. But if someone were to donate a building for a little free library to the city, is the city a 501(c)? Do they have to be to accept that donation? I don't think so.
So, Ms. Comar, what I'm going to say is this is discussing 46-22. There was discussion. There's no such committee set up. So I'm going to ask that you focus on 46-22.
I didn't realize I was talking about a committee. I'm just saying that the lack of financial support here triggers to me that a public land trust maybe is not what the city wants. They want a private land trust that can go out and get their own money. And I don't like that. I want the support to go to our public land trust. And if the holdup is this 501(c), the council could ask for a ruling from our council solicitor if that's a requirement or not. And the other issue I just want to bring up, council's free to get that answer, is that we're not tying up $5 million of taxpayers' money, like was discussed at the school bond. It's an equity line of credit. You take it as you need it. I think the council mentioned that. Same case here. If they find property and it goes through the planning department, the council feels that they should buy it, you tapped into this $5 million that the city council had put on the ballot and the voters approved it. There is one typo, house cleaning, on, before I leave you, and on the PCR 4622, there's a figure of $50 million that should be $5 million on the second page. I believe that's a typo. Okay, so please rectify, clarify the 501(c) tonight. You have the city council solicitor here. I don't see it in state law or the city ordinance. Thank you. And I encourage you to put this issue to the voters on the ballot. I don't often disagree with Mr. Phil Durko, but we can't delay this, as you know, for another vote at a different time, because it needs to get up to the General Assembly before they close session. So we need to vote on this tonight, hopefully favorably, to get up to General Assembly with the school bond. Thank you.
Thank you.
For the solicitor, a point of clarification, that same figure, the $50 million, for whatever...
I'm sorry, say again, please, Councilman Sinapi.
A point of clarification for the solicitor, because the individual's right, it does say that. It also says the same exact figure in the school bond paperwork. So I don't know if that's just a boilerplate, that's the number bond council uses to make sure no more than that amount is withdrawn at any given moment, or what, but... So letting you know.
The councilman's correct. I did notice the similar language in the other's resolution earlier this evening. It's a distinction about a portion of certain things that occur within a separate window pursuant to the tax code. So I don't believe it's a typo. I believe that it is that both were appropriately drafted by bond council.
Thank you, solicitor. Good evening. Would you please pronounce your, announce your name?
Yes. My name is Jane Austin. Board 5, I just want to speak briefly in support of putting this on the ballot. I think it's important in the sense that it kind of creates a capacity and resources within the city to look for opportunities to acquire, to match other funds that are available to the city. I think the council has recognized over the last year the amount of pressure that we have on open space, and I think within the context of the land trust, as it is structured, there's opportunities for strengthening the partnership between the land trust, the administration, the planning department, and the city council. When that happens, we've created that capacity to go out, and I couldn't put it better than Mrs. Walsh did earlier in terms of saying, look back, step back, look at what it is that we want to preserve, and make sure that we have the capacity to do it when those opportunities arise. So I would, the land trust has a broad charge. It's an arm of the city. And I think we would all benefit by strengthening the capacity of the city across the board to defend the many natural resources, recreational resources, historical, cultural, and environmental resources that a good, strong working relationship within the city and resources to back it up could help us with. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any further comments? Oh, Finance Director Peter Shaver.
I know you've heard a lot, and this is going on a long time, but I just want you to hear me now.
Yes, I can hear you. Okay. Thank you.
We did a capital budget 2 weeks ago, and you remember the list of items in there. And the planning director was very involved in that whole process. Connecticut Light, earmark. A lot of vehicles, ARPA funds. City Hall Plaza, ARPA funds. And the whole plan, part of the whole long-term financial plan, was not to issue any more debt. The schools being another issue, obviously. But in every event, every case, instead of using any bond funds, we were able to find resources either through earmarks or ARPA to finance those projects. So this is really a contradiction of the financial plan that you approved. And you could have worked to amend that plan back when we sat here 2 weeks ago. That's my concern. We made a commitment not to issue any debt for any city projects. We were going to use ARPA funds. The planning director knew about their interests. He knew about a lot of other interests, too. Mm-hmm. And we prioritized. We brought something to the council, and that's where we are.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you. Last comment. Thank you.
I'll keep it brief because it's late and we're all tired. I'm here. My name is Aaron Sherman.
What's your
name? Ward 9. Aaron Sherman, Ward 9.
Thank you.
I am a member of the Warwick Land Trust. It has been a privilege to serve on the Land Trust and to learn about the opportunities to preserve land in Warwick. As a passionate environmentalist, I believe that it is our duty to look for these opportunities in our cities, in our towns, municipalities, what have you, to preserve land. And whenever these opportunities come up, we should not stand in the way. I hope that you'll all vote in favor because I believe that this amount of money will serve as a place for the Warwick Land Trust to make recommendations that the city preserve land. I think there's a lot of land here, and these opportunities are going to go away very quickly. So it's very concerning.
Thank you, sir. Good evening, Mrs. Walsh. I just want to state that your comments are well recorded, and I just request that you respectfully keep them brief as we're going in the lead of the hour.
And these are different comments. I cannot tell you how furious I am right now. We have been spending millions and millions of dollars in this city for things we do not need. We do not need an outdoor skating rink, but everybody's going to vote for it and give millions of dollars for it. We don't need every single gas-guzzling diesel truck and vehicle that's being bought, none of which are EVs. So we keep paying more for gas than what we have to. We don't pay for solar on rooftops to save electrical bills, but we just keep spending everything that currently gets spent and we add to it. We spend money on medical benefits that don't need to be spent because our employees, retirees, have the best available benefits in the state that we're spending millions on. And for a lousy $5 million to have this finance director come up here and say, oh no, we used ARPA funds for this or that. I've asked that we use ARPA funds for purchase of land. Nobody ever responded. I'm another one who got no responses back from council members or from the mayor's office. But I've asked that ARPA funds be used to purchase one property, just buy one, so that we could have one new green space in the city before they're all gone. This is outrageous. We have millions and millions of dollars in our budget that get carried forward every year and added to. But to begrudge $5 million that because everybody wants development and we've got a lot of development going on, there's more development going on than I can ever remember. To save a little bit of green space in between all those developments is just outrageous for a city like ours. We are not the city we used to be. And this is one of the reasons. We have got to save a few little pieces here or there where you can breathe and maybe not hear traffic and protect wildlife habitat, which we're losing. Of course, you have to, I guess, care about that. But some of us do. And I want you to give us the chance to show you if we care about putting $5 million in an equity account that maybe we draw $500,000 a year. Big deal. Give us that chance to tell you if we care about $5 million. Or don't do it and spend whatever ARPA funds are left to buy whatever the five most important properties are on the land trust list. Buy one. But no, nobody wants to do that. Nobody wants to do anything except defer anything that involves the environment to the future, to the future, to the future, till there's no future left. We are destroying the planet. We are destroying the city. The city. We have no green spaces left to be able to go in and just sit and breathe the air. I am hoping you take all of Ward 8's properties and save them all. Thank you.
Thank you. May I have a recommendation?
Move favorable action.
Second.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
No.
No.
Thank you. Time is now 10:34 p.m. The Finance Committee is closed. Council President.
Yes, I want to take a five-minute break. I know, Councilman Howell, you got to get ready for your bids. take your seats, please. Number one on the consent calendar, PCR-68-22, resolutions relative to bids. Councilman Howell.
Favorable action.
Do I have a second? Councilman Foley. Okay, you can continue.
Thank you, Council President. Bid 2023-030, Bravo Medical Supplies and Equipment. Bid 2023-061, Probate Court Advertising. Bid 2023-060, Code of Ordinances Supplementation. Bid 2023-068, Police Detail Tracking Software. Bid 2022-412, Purchase New Expanding Weight Capacity Chairs. Bid 2023-029, Alpha, Medications for Emergency Medical Vehicles. Bid 2023-029, Bravo, Medications for Emergency Medical Vehicles. Services. Bid 2023-016, Automotive Wet Batteries. 2023-023, Alpha, Quarterly Fire Alarm Panel Inspections and Testing. 2023-023, Bravo, Quarterly Fire Alarm Panel Inspections and Testings. Bid 2023-023, Charlie, Quarterly Fire Alarm and Panel Inspections and Testings. Bid 2023-023 Delta, quarterly fire alarm panel inspections and testing. Bid 2022-430, State of Rhode Island lamps, ballasts, and related electrical supplies. 2023-036, radiator manufacturer and/or repairs. Bid 2022-417, truck-mounted skid sprayer with attachments. Bid 2021-134, heating oil. Bid 2022-408, Warwick Neck Altitude Valve Parts. Bid 2022-080, Workstations, Laptops, Tablets, Printers, Copiers, and Computer Peripherals. Bid 2017-061, State of Rhode Island Supplies, General Toner and Standard Paper.
Anyone have any questions from the bids that we've talked about before? All right, City Clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Reeves?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
8 yes, consent passes.
Okay, I believe there was some that were removed from the consent calendar.
Yes, Madam President.
Bid 2023-0308, right?
Zero.
That became PCR 70-22.
Roger, formerly bid 2023-030 Alpha, Medical Supplies and Equipment. Favorable action with amendment.
Date and the amendment is? Who was the amendment?
The amendment here was recommended to add Medline as a vendor, and Councilman Howe has moved it, seconded by
Councilman Foley. Okay, so everybody knows what that was. We added the Medline as a new vendor. No questions? City Clerk, call the roll.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Eight yes to amend.
Second one was 2023-062, now becomes PCR-7122. Move favorable as amended?
Committee, move favorable as amended.
This is to reduce the amount, right?
Yes, it's a reduction of to $10,000.
Apologies, if I may. We moved an amendment on
The amendment, yes.
PCR-7022, if we could have that moved as amended.
As amended, okay. City Clerk, call the roll.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt? Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa? Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
8 yes. Motion passes as amended.
Okay, now we go to the second one. Okay, we'll do the same thing with the amendment. So bid 2023-062 has become PCR 71-22. Councilman Hall.
Thank you, Madam President. It was amended to reduce the amount of request to $10,000. Favorable action by the
second,
committee.
Councilman Foley. Everybody understands that. We no questions. City Clerk, call the roll.
Mr. Foley.
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt.
Yes.
Mr. Howe.
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser.
Yes.
Mr. McElroy.
Yes.
Mr. Ricks.
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi. Ms. Travis.
Yes.
8 yes to amend.
Move as amended.
Thank you.
Second by Councilman Foley. Okay. City Clerk, call the roll.
Mr. Foley.
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt. Mr. Howe.
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser. Mr. McElroy.
Yes.
Mr. Ricks.
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi. Ms. Travis.
Yes.
8 yes. Motion passes as amended.
Thank you, Councilman. All right. Now we'll go to new business. There's no unfinished business. New business. PCR 67-22, a resolution memorializing the General Assembly to enact legislation authorizing the City of Warwick to issue not to exceed $350 million general obligation bonds. Notes another evidence of indictment to finance the construction, renovation, improvement, alterations, repairs, landscaping, finishing, and equipment of two new high schools and school facilities to replace Pilgrim High School and Tollgate High School, and all attendance expenses, including but not limited to demolition, engineering, and construction costs, subject to approval of state housing aid at a reimbursement rate or state share ratio of not less than 45% of the time insurance is provided, but the authorization shall be reduced by the amount of certain grants received from state bond proceeds from the Rhode Island Department of Education or from the Rhode Island School Building Authorization. This was sponsored by Councilman McAllister on behalf of the school committee. Finance.
Favorable action.
We have a second. Councilman Foley, Councilman McElroy, and Councilman Gricott. All right, you want to continue? Any questions? Councilman Howell, do you
move have favorable a action?
Second. By Councilman Foley. All right, we did that. Councilman McElroy. All right. City Clerk, call the roll.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser? Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Yes. Ms. Travis?
Yes.
7 yes, 1 no.
Next, we have PCR-46-22, a resolution memorializing the General Assembly to enact legislation authorizing the City of Warwick to issue not to exceed $5 million general obligation bonds. Notes another evidence of indictment to finance an acquisition of the development of open space in the city. Finance.
Moved out of committee without recommendation.
Okay, no recommendation. Councilman Ricks.
In light of the debate that we had in which council members are seeking more information, and as Council President McAllister is not present, therefore I would request to hold the matter until June 20.
I'm going to hold to June 20. Okay. We're going to hold to June 20.
We're going to have a discussion and vote on that?
We can have a discussion, no, or we continue it to June 20th.
If the councilman's recognized as making that as a motion, then it would need a second to move.
I'll make that a motion.
All right, it's a second. Is there a second to the discussion? No? Then we're going to hold it to June 20th. Wait, unless...
No. There's no second.
If there being no second to the motion, the motion would fail, and we're still before us.
Councilman Powell?
Thank you. It would go before the if I'm correct, it now just comes up for a vote without a recommendation from the committee to the council, correct?
I'll second it.
What?
Who seconded that? I didn't know who seconded that.
I'll do it.
So the committee had no recommendation. Councilman Ricks was recognized and made a motion to hold the item to June 20th, which has now been seconded by Councilman Sinapi. Any discussion?
Any discussion? No. Councilman Howe.
Thank you. We had a lot of discussion on this item, and I would like to vote on this evening, considering the time that was put into it and the voices that were heard. I would like to vote on this evening. So I will be voting no on the motion to hold. Thank you.
Councilman Sinapi.
Honestly, I agree with literally everything you just said. The only reason why I'm seconding the hold and I'll vote in favor of holding is that, again, remarkably biased, stands to benefit my ward tremendously. There's obviously some issues I have with the current whatever is going on that has also been mentioned by other council members. If those issues can be addressed, then it works for me.
Do you want to vote for it tonight? Are you voting to hold it?
This is a vote on the hold. I plan to vote to hold it.
You're planning to vote to hold it. All right. So we're going to, any other remarks? All right. So a yes vote would mean to hold it for June 20th. Everybody understand that? A yes vote is to hold it to June 20th. City Clerk, call the roll.
Mr. Foley?
No.
Mr. Gephardt? Mr. Howe?
No.
Mr. Lattiser?
No.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
No.
4-4, motion fails.
Okay. I didn't catch the call.
The motion to hold fails. Is there any other motion?
I apologize, Solicitor. What's your statement?
It failed.
It failed.
Yes.
The motion to hold failed. The item is still present before us, given that a motion to hold is different than an action.
So is there, you're waiting for anyone to make a recommendation? Thank you. So I'll make a motion for unfavorable.
There's a motion for unfavorable, seconded by Councilman Foley.
Thank you.
Any discussion?
I would like to, I make the motion because, again, I'm not questioning and not getting caught in the woods on the people who serve. I'm not questioning the purpose of it. I'm concerned about the suddenness and the urgency of getting this bond put out there. The coordination, there was a lot of words used this evening, a lot of discussion used this evening, where people said, it was said the planning director supported it. I had conversations with the planning director, did not support it. We heard Peter Schaefer say that the administration, and we've heard the administration say they don't support it in the sense of disorganization, if you will. So, of course, it's unfair to be told we don't support open land when we are trying to rush a $5 million bond vote to the State House where the working entities are not on the same page. That's a concern. So that's my feeling. It just seemed like this is something that was thrown together. Even reading the notes from the meetings that were sent to me by the Secretary of State's office, there were a lot of, I'll get you that information, I'll get you that information, I'll get you that information, and it wasn't answered. So I want to explain that this is just, to me, seems to be a logistics issue that was rushed together, and that's why I can't support it. Thank you.
Councilman Rex.
If the comments earlier this evening and if the last vote was any indication, I would tend to expect that this next vote, if not for a procedural vote,
would end in a 4-4 tie, which is, I think, most unfortunate that our ninth member of the council, our council president, is not present this evening. Therefore, what I would intend to do is, although I am in full support of this item, I would take a procedural vote against it so that it may be reconsidered at the next meeting when the council president is present. So that's my brief comment on what my intention is, so that there would be, not be a mistake of the intention when I take a vote.
Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Madam President. I will not be voting for this. I think Councilman Howell brought up numerous points that I agree with, but I'd also like to point out and make it clear that I'm not voting no because I do not support open space. If you all remember, back in March of 2013, DEM acquired 83 acres of Rocky Point. The city owns 30-some acres, 38 acres, I believe it is. Now, the city's purchase was before I got elected. I was elected in 2012. The March vote in 2013 was in the first few months of my first term, but I had, let's just say, plenty of discussions with DEM and the Rocky Point Foundation, people in my ward and Ward 5, et cetera, et cetera. And I have continued to be extremely protective, as you know, about what goes on in Rocky Point and what doesn't go on. It's a very, very important asset to Ward 5 and to the city. And as long as I'm on the council, I will continue to fight to protect anything and everything from going wrong in Rocky Point. I do support open space, but as I said earlier, it's numbers, numbers. And I don't see the sense of urgency, as Councilman Howell said, of doing this right now, particularly where there's $2 million still sitting there and there's nothing pending for purchase. $2 million, that'll certainly buy a lot of appraisals. It'll buy a lot of inspections. And with interaction with the planning department, who I also, as the Land Trust Committee, I believe has done a very good job. I've extended the kudos on the chair and the members of the committee. But for those reasons, I will not be able to support this particular item at this time. Thank you.
Councilman Sinapi.
So the degree which my board stands to benefit from this is unfortunately far too high for me to pass up, even if I have strong reservations. I'll vote in favor only with the express knowledge that the administration still will be able to act as oversight and basically the release valve on this.
Councilman Gerhardt.
I will quickly just echo what my colleague from Ward 8 stated, and I have my hesitations on this as well, but I take comfort in the oversight that this body has. I think that there's significant room for improvement in process, and I've said this directly to the Land Trust previously, and I'll echo it again, which is that the best way to preserve open space in the city is to work with the council member in whose ward that open space is, and to help use them as a lever to get action from the city if we're not moving forward as quickly as we want. So I think there's definite room for improvement in that group. But with that said, and at the risk of a bad dad joke here, I don't want to miss the forest for the trees. So these funds, being available, do help us in the event that there is an opportunity to make a generational move to preserve open space. So I will vote in favor with the conditions and statements similarly made by Councilman Sinapi. Thank you.
So now we'll vote. I also want, I've always supported open space. I'm a big supporter of open space, but just like Councilman Lattador said, we have 2.1 million there already. I'm sure if you buy something, you come to us, I will be supporting that. But right now with that there, I think that's the way we should go. So now we already had Councilman Ricks unfavorable, and the yes vote means unfavorable. So everybody understands that a yes vote, it means unfavorable?
Yes.
City Clerk, call the roll.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
No.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Procedural reasons only? Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? No. Ms. Travis?
Yes.
6-2, unfavorable.
So it doesn't pass. So now we're going to go to unanimous consent, right? We concluded that. Ward 1? Ward 2?
Pass.
Ward 3?
Pass.
Ward 4?
Pass.
Ward 5?
Pass.
Ward 8?
Pass.
Ward 9?
Pass.
Ward 6 passes. Councilman McElroy, there be no further business?
If there be no further business before this honorable body, we now move to the docket session.
Thank you. Ward 1. Ward 2.
Pass.
Ward 3.
Pass.
Ward 4.
Pass.
Ward 5.
Pass.
Ward 8.
I have two. One is the making June 6th Robert Shapiro Day. I think that's a resolution.
The intergovernmental? Or community affairs? Be community affairs.
And the other one would be ownership and licensing regarding domestic fowl.
I couldn't hear you.
Ownership and licensing regarding domestic fowl. That would be ordinance. Or it's an ordinance, rather. Sorry.
Councilman, could you repeat the title, please?
Ownership and licensing regarding domestic fowl.
Whatever it is. Ward 9. Pass. Well, good night, everyone. Thank you for participating today.
I told you. That's why.